When someone asks, "How are you?" for many of us, our natural inclination is to respond, "Fine," or "Good," or something else positive. But what if we're not actually fine or good? What if we're really in a bad place or dealing with some pretty serious grief? Nora McInerney explores those emotions and how we process them on her podcast, Terrible, Thanks for Asking. She's bringing her stage show of the same name to Crescent Ballroom in Phoenix tonight as the kickoff of her Bad Vibes Only tour. I caught up with McInerney earlier and asked what her performance involves.
Our stage show is a little bit like a Netflix special or a one-woman show. We put some production value into it. We have a pre-written sort of story, an arc for the evening that takes our audience through a pretty wide spectrum of human emotions. Obviously, our show is called Terrible, Thanks for Asking. The tour is called the Bad Vibes Only Tour, which is somewhat tongue-in-cheek, but I think a reflection of the world around us, not just in light of the past few years, which have been, I think, pretty objectively terrible. The vibes have been not the best.
Yeah.
But just what it means to be a person in the world, which is that you're going to experience a lot. And for me, the way through those hard things has been to attempt to be emotionally honest with the people around me and to try my best to create an environment for the people I care about where they can do the same.
How do you try to achieve emotional honesty? Because it seems like it's hard internally, but also hard externally.
It's so hard externally because America is a country that loves a winner.
Yeah.
We love a winner. We love if the setback is really just a setup for the comeback. I mean, Good Vibes Only is, I think, the number one seller at Home Goods. I can't prove it, but if you go into a Home Goods, you will be haunted by that phrase. It's just hard. It's hard to be honest about how difficult life can be because no one wants to be a bummer. No one wants to bring down the energy in the room. No one wants to be seen as incapable. Nobody wants to be seen as a sad story. And culturally, we are really uncomfortable with other people's discomfort. We want people to get over it, get through it, and be the better for it. And that might happen, right? That might happen. But first, it just kind of has to be terrible.
Right. And I guess, like, when something bad happens, I mean, you had a situation where your husband died after a fairly lengthy illness. And, like, when something like that happens, when you are going through something difficult, there's immense pressure to outwardly seem okay. But we're not really doing that for ourselves, right? We're doing that for the people who, in theory, would want to help us and would be able to handle the fact that we're not okay.
Oh, yeah. It's so lonely. It's so lonely to be okay. It's so lonely to be okay. And if you would have asked me when my husband Aaron was sick with brain cancer, how I was doing, I would have been like, I'm good. We're good. We are so good. He had another seizure. We're so good. We're, you know, a violent tumor is eating away at his brain and his sense of self and his motor skills, but we're good. We're good. You watch Game of Thrones? I did not want to be pitied. I did not want him to be pitied. And I will also say that every time I said the word fine, when it wasn't the truth, I made it almost impossible for the people who loved me to be there for me.
Well, so if you are the person who is, in theory, trying to help somebody going through something, a friend, family member, coworker, whomever that might be, is there something better that you can say than how are you or how's it going? Because if I say to you, how are you?
Yeah.
No matter what's going on in your world, you're probably going to say to me, oh, I'm doing well.
Yeah.
I'm fine. Right.
Yeah.
But like if you're not, like what can we do to maybe elicit or help somebody get to that space of emotional honesty?
I think there's always going to be a place for a small talk. I love it. Right. The kid at Target does not make enough to hear the truth. Okay. Like, and I apologize to him wherever he is. Okay. Because he was just asking how I was. And the truth was that my husband had just died. And I was hoping these throw pillows would fill the void inside of me. He was shocked. I was shocked. I did not know all those emotions were going to come out. There's always going to be a time and a space for small talk. Not everybody deserves the truth. But for your personal relationships, the ones where you really do need people to know the truth and where other people really, really want to know, I don't ask, how are you? I ask, I'm trying to think of a really, really concrete example. You know, my father-in-law just died 2 weeks ago. When I see my mother-in-law, I'm not going to ask how she is. I'm going to say, how is it feeling today? How can I help you today?
The how can I help you, I would imagine, yeah. would be extremely important.
Yeah. And sometimes that's an overwhelming question too, right? Saying what can I do is like, okay, let me see if I can do a personal LinkedIn match between your skills and what I need. But I do always say, one, offer something concrete. Offer something concrete that is within your wheelhouse, right? Something you can always say if you don't know what to say is I don't know what to say.
Mm.
I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. This is horrible. The most helpful thing that somebody said to me after my husband died, and it had been a couple months, and I could sort of sense that maybe people might be sick of me being sad. I was projecting. Nobody ever said that to me. One of my friends said to me, this is so sad, and it hasn't been that long.
Well, it seems like by saying something like that, it seems very open-ended, mm-hmm. which allows the person who's going through something tough to sort of either say nothing and maybe just accept a hug or cry or whatever, or say thank you, or it gives them the opportunity to really say what's on their mind, which I would imagine is a really helpful thing for somebody going through something extremely tough.
Yeah, you can always just show up and shut up, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you are somebody, I mean, I've known you now mm-hmm. for, what, 15 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
But
one of my closest friends.
Absolutely. Thank you. Yeah. It seems like you are somebody who very much tries to infuse humor into what you're doing. I'm wondering how you do that, because a lot of the stuff you talk about and a lot of the people you talk to have gone through or are going through extremely difficult things. So I'm curious, like, what to you the appropriate role of humor is in all that?
I have sometimes been the worst person at this. But in my experience with my husband's illness, with my dad's illness, with all of these sort of difficult moments that have followed too, is that there are natural moments of levity in even the darkest story. I'm never trying to say, oh my gosh, isn't it so funny? I've got a funny story for you. My husband died. That's really not it's not a funny story. It's not a funny story. It's actually a really, really sad story. And also my husband was just extremely, extremely funny up until his dying breath, truly. And one of those moments, we were sitting on his literal deathbed, and he said, I love you so much. When I am gone, will you please close the kitchen cupboards? And I said, hell no. I said, no, I will not close the kitchen cupboards. They like to be left ajar so you can see where the cups are. How would you possibly remember where the cups are if they're behind a closed door? But I will say I did. So, yeah, I don't know. Like, when there's a difference to me between trying to, like, make something sad funny and letting the natural levity of the situation arise and give you room to breathe. And most people I know who have been through something horrible have a moment like that.
All right. That is Nora McInerney, host of the podcast Terrible, Thanks for Asking. She's also an author. She'll be bringing her live show Bad Vibes Only to the Crescent Ballroom in Phoenix tonight. Nora, thanks for the conversation. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. So good to meet you.